Welcome to another Shan's Healthcast brought to you by Shan's Healthcare. This Healthcast features a discussion about GI cancer with Dr. Robert Marsh, University of Florida Professor of Medicine. To schedule an appointment for GI cancer, please call our new patient appointment hotline toll-free at 888-SHANS-8. That's 888-742-6378. And now, Dr. Marsh.
GI cancer is essentially cancer of any gastrointestinal organ. So you're talking about cancers of the esophagus, stomach, pancreas, colon, rectum, and liver. The total cancer incidence for this type of cancer is around 271,000 cases of new cancer per year in the United States, which amounts to about 10% of the overall cancer burden. Major risk factors for these GI cancers is really variable depending upon the site of the cancer that we're talking about. Certainly, hereditary factors play a role in a certain number of these, but we also recognize that viral infections, things such as acid reflux of the esophagus, and perhaps something to do with the bacterial content or fat content of the diet can affect your risk. Two additional factors which are often brought into question are the use of alcohol and smoking, and clearly both of these are risk factors in the incidence, particularly of pancreatic and liver cancer. Potentially any cancer of the GI tract is curable if detected early. The biggest challenge is trying to detect the cancer at a curable stage. Fortunately, also, there has been recent progress in the treatment of these cancers where certain cancers presenting in the advanced stage, such as colorectal cancer, may yet still be curable with a combination of multiple types of treatments, such as chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. Typical treatments for gastrointestinal cancer are multidisciplinary, where we almost always have surgery involved. And in addition to that, we very frequently would have chemotherapy and radiation therapy. If we put all of these treatments together, the duration of treatment is often at least 6 months in length and could be potentially longer, depending upon whether we're talking about a curable situation or one where we are managing the disease as best we can in the long term. The UFGI oncology program is unique in that it brings to bear a multidisciplinary approach to these cancers where we emphasize the individual experience of the practitioners in the area which they operate. So, for example, we have a tumor board discussion at least twice a week on our patients where all the disciplines are represented, and certainly every aspect of potential treatment can be weighed, evaluated, and commented on. Subsequently, we try to have our patients seen in a very expeditious manner so that there's no waiting for care, which becomes an extremely critical issue for many of these patients. Ultimately, we believe that in addition to having a multidisciplinary approach, we bring cutting-edge therapies to our patients because of our contact with multiple research entities, both on a national and international level, and our ability to access new therapies through our contacts with pharmaceutical companies and the National Cancer Institute. Ultimately, we think that the combination of multidisciplinary care, research with novel therapies, experienced by the individual practitioners, and our coordinated plan through our clinical coordinators brings to the patient the best opportunity for care and hopefully for a cure. Some of the latest therapies that we offer are clearly specialty dependent. So our surgeons, I believe, bring the very latest form of cutting-edge surgery to our patients, and this would include doing liver resections, which even take the liver out of the patient for a section and then return it to the patient. In terms of radiation therapy, we have the proton beam facility in Jacksonville and have just recently opened a study using the proton beam along with chemotherapy for locally advanced pancreatic cancer. Thirdly, we have a very aggressive and successful interventional radiology program where we are able to deliver items such as radioactive beads, chemotherapy-containing beads, and localized therapies to the liver via the vasculature requiring no actual surgery. And finally, in terms of our chemotherapy options, we bring to the table at any one time at least 4 or 5 novel chemotherapeutic agents, which can be of benefit to the patient who is either not a surgical candidate or is looking for treatment in addition to their surgery, radiation, whatever else they might have had. One of the biggest challenges faced by both patients and their physicians at the time of a diagnosis of cancer is trying to get all of their care coordinated and not having to deal with the stress of making multiple phone calls to multiple sites. We're very fortunate in having a GI oncology nurse coordinator and oncology center that coordinates all of this care for the patient and or the physician, guiding them through the various steps of their therapy and arranging whatever appointments need to be made with physicians and with testing entities, and are always available to assist in any possible way to make the experience as stressless as possible. The final comment that I would like to make about the care that patients would receive at the Shands UF GI Oncology Center is that our people, we believe, make the difference. These are people who are extremely caring, from the receptionist to the nurses, the social workers, the dietitians, and everyone who works to take care of a patient. I believe that these people have patient care as their number one priority, and working together will try to make that patient's visit the optimal potential treatment and encounter that they could have in a very stressful time.
Thank you for listening to Shands Healthcast. Shands Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shands Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shands.org/healthcast. Shands Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shands includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shands.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shands hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shands, the science of hope.